Okay, we're starting chapter 15. On the top, it's page 40. At the bottom in the English Tanya is 64. Perek Tezvov, this Perek of Tanya is one of the most basic chapters of Tanya as far as how a Jew is supposed to serve Hashem. And therefore, it's really a very important Perek. But before we start Perek Tezvov, just to give a brief summary of Perek Yudalid, Dr. Rebbe explains every person could be a Beinoni. Because a Beinoni is not changing your animal soul, your feelings and emotions, but basically thought, speech, and action. Thought, speech, and action, every Jew has the ability to do what's right because that's what Hashem commanded us to do. Nevertheless, a Jew should try to become a tzaddik. And therefore, the neshama is administered an oath to heed tzaddik. You should try to be a tzaddik. And that's what he explains. Why? Because if you start training yourself to despise evil and to hate evil, so number one, it'll become a second nature. And secondly, if an Hashem sees that you're really trying hard enough, Hashem will give you the neshama of a different tzaddik into you, like we learned in the pregnancy state, ibur, and that will help you really become not you, because you are not the extra tzaddik, the neshama you were given, but you as a whole person would be able to become a real tzaddik. So now that the Rebbe continues in Perek, simply means, what pregnant means, it's an additional part to you. So the Eibishter puts the neshama not as you, but he adds it to you in a pregnancy state. So he says, "Bezeh Yuvan." Now we can understand in chapter 15. He says, "Bezeh Yuvan." Now we can understand Mashiachosu, what the pasuk says. The shaftim or the isim, you should discern and see the difference. Bein tzaddik l'rasha, between a tzaddik and a rasha, bein eved alikim l'asher lo yavodi, between one that serves Hashem and one that doesn't serve Hashem. So the simple meaning of the pasuk is that a tzaddik is called the one that serves Hashem and the rasha is the one that's called not serving Hashem. But if that's the way the pasuk goes, then it's redundant. It's repeating itself. And the pasuk says, look at the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. And therefore, there's no need for the pasuk to say between one that serves Hashem and one that doesn't serve Hashem, because it's repeating itself. So the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, the pasuk is speaking about four distinct levels. There's a tzaddik and a rasha, two levels. And then there's another two levels. One that serves Hashem and one that doesn't. They're not a tzaddik and they're not a rasha. What does this mean? The Alter Rebbe said, "Shehefrish bein eved alekim." The difference between one who serves Hashem, who is serving Hashem in a present tense, le tzaddik, to a tzaddik, is she'eved ulashin heida. Eved means he's in the middle of the work. It's present tense. Eved alekim means he's in the middle of the work. Shuba'emtzo ha'aveda, he's in the middle of the aveda. It's the battle with the Yetzirah. There's Gabir Olav to be victorious over it. To drive it out of the small city, which is the body. That it shouldn't dress itself into the organs of the body. And he says, it's a great, difficult task. It's a lot of effort. To fight with him constantly, which is a Beinoni. The Alter Rebbe is explaining as follows. A tzaddik, as Alter Rebbe will continue, is one that accomplished it already. Eved Alekim means he's working on the fight against the Yed Nefesh Abamis, against the animal soul. So Eved Alekim is a Beinoni. So the pasuk says as follows. Look at the difference between the tzaddik, who already accomplished getting rid of the Yetzirah, to the Rasha, who still listens to the Yetzirah. And then the pasuk says, as the Alter Rebbe will explain, I'm going to first explain it outside, there's two levels of a Beinoni. There's a Beinoni that serves Hashem, and there's a Beini that doesn't serve Hashem. But both of them are not the level of a tzaddik. Because even the Eved Elokim, the one that's serving Hashem, means he's in the middle of his present tense. Like he says, a tzaddik is called Eved Hashem. He already accomplished it. He already is the servant of Hashem. Eved Elokim means he's becoming an Eved. Meaning, he is continuously fighting with the Yetzer Hara. It's a tremendous fight, he says. It's a veid of Amar Gadol. It's a big work and effort to constantly fight the Nefesh HaBamis, but that's what the Beinoni is. Aval HaTzadik, the Tzadik, Nikra Eved Hashem B'Shem HaTayar, the adjective, the descriptive name, he's called Eved Hashem, that he already did it. He is already the servant of Hashem. K'mei Shem Chacham. Like when you say somebody is a Chacham, somebody is smart, it doesn't mean he's becoming smart. It means he's already smart. Or Melech. It doesn't mean he's becoming a king. It means he's already a king. What does it mean? She'kvar nasa Chacham e'melech. He already became a Chacham. When you say somebody is wise, it doesn't mean he's becoming wise. He's already wise. If somebody is a king, it means he became a king. A tzaddik is called Eved Hashem. So kach zed, the same thing, this tzaddik, kvar avad, he already served, v'gamer legamri aved samuchom imara, he already finished fighting against the Yetzer Hara. Ad ki ve'igashel v'yelech lo, he drove it out, it left him, v'libay cholo bekirbay, and his heart is hollow within him, like he learned before in the first chapter, that he killed the Yetzer Hara. Like David HaMelech said, his heart is hollow within him. And Chazal interpret, what do you mean his heart is hollow? It means he had no Yetzer Hara. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, there is Tzaddik and a Rasha, and now there's two levels of a Beinoni. There's a Beinoni that serves God, there's a Beinoni that doesn't serve God, but he doesn't sin. He doesn't do any sin, but he's called not serving Hashem. What does this mean? The Beinoni yesh gam ken shtei madreges. A Beinoni also has two levels. What are the two levels? Eved Elokim, one that's serving God, in the middle of the fight, and asher lo yavodei, and one that doesn't serve Hashem. So the question is, if he doesn't serve Hashem, why isn't he a Rasha? He says, Alpha became ain't a Rasha. He's still not a Rasha. Why isn't he a Rasha? Kli avad miyam of shum aveda kal. He never transgressed any sin. V'gam kiyim called mitzvahs she'ev shalei l'kayman. He keeps all the positive mitzvahs that he could keep. V'tam ha'teira k'neged kulam, especially the Torah, the mitzvah of learning Torah. V'lei pasik pumi megirsa, and his mouth never stops learning. So he says, a person could be one that doesn't sin, never transgress a negative commandment, keeps every positive mitzvah he has to do, yet he's called not serving Hashem. How could he be called not serving Hashem? He says very simple. He doesn't have to fight to do it. As Alter Rebbe will explain, I'll explain it first outside. You have people that are natural non-sinners. They're just not interested in sinning. They're cold-blooded people. They're bookworms. They're people that are just like, even goyim lahavdol. You have goyim, they're just cold-blooded people. They're not interested in sinning. They have no temptations for women. They have no temptations for food. They have no temptations for sinning. They have absolutely no temptation. And therefore, they keep all the mitzvahs. But the fact that they're not breaking their nature, they are called not serving Hashem. Because their way of serving Hashem, which means not sinning whatsoever, not negative, not positive, and keeps all the positive, is his nature. We'll learn about it. What they have to do? They have to get in, they have to first to get him want to sin. They have to teach him how to want to sin. And then they can break themselves.
There are people that have no temptation.
You don't know?
People?
You don't know such people?
No.
That don't want to sin?
Don't want to sin. sin is something else, but they do sin in some way.
Why?
Because every single person has a certain kind of limitation.
How do you know?
Not normal.
Right, they're not normal people in the world.
He's considered intellectual. If you consider the baby,
Yeah.
No, like,
but the Beinoni is a guy that doesn't sin. If he doesn't sin, he's a Beinoni. That's what Alter Rebbe is saying. The Beinoni has two levels. You have a Beinoni that has to fight his nature, and you have a Beinoni that doesn't have to fight his nature. A Beinoni, by definition, means somebody that doesn't sin, period. This person doesn't sin. Why doesn't he sin? Because he's not interested in sinning. He's a boring person. He's not interested in sinning. The fact is, he's a Rasha? Of course not. He doesn't think evil. He doesn't speak evil. He doesn't do evil. He does all the positive mitzvahs he has to do, but he's not fighting with himself. He's a Beinoni. Because a Beinoni, by definition, means somebody that doesn't sin. Some people have to fight with their nature not to sin, and by some people it comes easy. And, you know, we're talking here in broad terms. There are many people that have, take details. There are many people that are not into food. They don't have temptations for food so much. They eat, but they don't have temptation for a lot of trade for food, let's say. There are such people. Then there are other people that would love to eat trade. So they have to, both don't eat trade. Let's speak about in this aspect. They're both Beinonim. Not all in everything. In this aspect, let's say, of trade for food, they both don't eat trade for food. This person is just not interested in eating tray for food. And this person would love to eat it, but he doesn't anyway. They're both a Beinoni. Yet, one is called serving Hashem, and one is called not serving Hashem. Yeah, that's what Alter Rebbe is going to explain now. Now, this is what Perek Tezvav is all about.
So, in here, is he talking about a person that doesn't have a certain temptation? Or in general, they have no temptation?
Let's see it inside what Alter Rebbe says. But we can understand it, maybe not. You can understand it even in certain details. Alter Rebbe here is speaking about any
b'chlal. But the person that doesn't have temptation to drink, but you can have temptations for...
To something else.
For food, for kosher food, you have temptation to eat too much food.
Yeah, but a Beinoni, if somebody eats kosher food for temptations... He might be lowering the food into Shalosh Kibsa Tumeis, but he's still a Beinoni. Well, that's if he's transgressing the concept of sanctifying yourself. Let's see what Alter Rebbe says inside. Like he says, three lines from the bottom. This person doesn't have to fight the Yetzirah. Through the, like we learned before, in the battle of the Beinoni, how does a Beinoni win? How is the Beinoni victorious? So he said before, because of the revelation of Hashem that illuminates his nefesh ulikis, in the mind, Hashalat al-alev, that controls the heart, like he said before. Why does this person not need to fight? He said, because the Yetzirah doesn't come against him, levatle miterosi v'avidosei, to stop him from learning or doing mitzvahs. He doesn't have to fight with him at all. Again, a person that's a natural bookworm. There are many people, like we said, he loved the Bagoyim. There are many people that love to read books. And why are they takbeir samar shcheder, through the black gold bladder? That's simply what it means. But it's an expression of a person that's not lively. He's very subdued. You know, that type of a person. He has no battle from the battle against about the temptations for women. He's a cold person by nature. And he has the pleasure of this world. By nature, he's just missing the enjoyment of it. He just doesn't, he's not into it. Therefore, this person, he doesn't have to meditate so much into the greatness of Hashem, to create through his bina ruach das v'yiras Hashem b'meichay, this understanding and fear of Hashem in his mind, to keep him Shleilavet al mitzvah leisas and not to transgress the negative commandments. And he doesn't have to work hard. Ba'avas Hashem b'libei, and he has enough of the love of Hashem in his heart. L'davka bay, b'kiyam ha-mitzvahs, he does not have to awaken within him this felt love of Hashem. El'adai le'ba'avah mesutaritz, it's enough for this person, this concealed love of Hashem. Asher b'lev klali siso, which is in the heart of every single Jew. She'nikru e'avei shmei, which are called the ones that Hashem loves. Lochain ein nikra evid klal. He is not called serving Hashem. He's a beinoni, because factually he doesn't sin, but he's called not serving Hashem. That means, technically, you could be a super religious Jew, and yet the pasuk says you should know that you're not serving God at all.
You saw such a person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every day.
No,
what's the difference? What's the difference if I saw such a creature or not? But I said, I explained.
Okay.
In certain mitzvahs, it is realistic.
Oh, okay.
But Al Rebbe is talking, such a person b'chlal exists.
Yeah, exactly.
So as far as. But again, when we're talking about these things, remember Al Rebbe said, in certain things you could become a tzaddik. If in a certain thing you despise evil, and that particular evil, so on that level of that particular evil, you're a tzaddik. Right? Okay. So as far as if you don't believe that there are such creatures, but there are people that in various, first of all, the Alter Rebbe says that obviously there are such people, by the way. But the Alter Rebbe is explaining that in certain issues, a person has to know within himself that if I serve God, only because this is what I naturally enjoy to do, or this is my habit and this is my nature, I am called not serving Hashem. In other words, if a person every day gets up, naturally puts on, just like you get dressed, they put on the tefillin, okay, and there's no working on it, and there's no changing, and there's no bettering themselves with it, they're putting on tefillin. But they're called not serving God, what they're putting on the tefillin. Marashchayr doesn't mean, he says, there are people that are by nature, to be a Marashchayr is a natural birth, I mean, from birth. There are people that are happy-go-lucky people from birth. You see it even in kids. And there are kids that are very quiet and subdued. There is nothing to do with the concept that you have to be besimcha or not besimcha. A person's not happy-go-lucky dancing around the streets a whole day doesn't mean he's not besimcha. And a guy that's dancing around the streets a whole day doesn't mean he is besimcha.
But marash chora, it's not only to be quiet. Marash chora is like depression.
Yeah, isn't it?
He says, because it's, you're mixing up what people use the expression of what it really is.
Uh-huh.
When somebody's depressed, you say he's a marash chora.
Uh-huh.
But there is a natural, instinctive person who is a modesh chayra by nature, and that person can become very happy. But there are people that what the Alter Rebbe is saying is they are naturally not happy-go-lucky. People are more prone to get into trouble than boring people.
Like a serious person?
Yeah. A serious person, he has no temptations.
Cold.
He's a cold-blooded person. He's not. Huh? So meanwhile, what Al Rebbe is saying, the fact that this person does not change his nature, he is not serving Hashem. He's a Beinoni. But he's a Beinoni that's called not serving God. Which means, as we will soon learn later, but just to explain the concept, because it's such a basic concept. You can have a person by nature studies and learns every day 18 hours a day. This is their nature, this is what they do, this is what they're accustomed to, and therefore when they do it, this is natural. A person, another person, learns 10 minutes a day. And this person now goes and learns 5 minutes extra, and he's only learning 15 minutes a day. In this respect, in this aspect, the 15-minute day learning is called serving God, and the 18-hour a day is called not serving Hashem. Time-wise, 18 hours is much more than 15 minutes. Character-wise, this person is serving Hashem, and this person isn't serving Hashem. Why is this person serving Hashem? Because he broke his nature. What's the whole Hasidic concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is limitations, boundaries, nature. When a person learns and does mitzvahs, we're not talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim in a negative Mitzrayim. Hasidus interprets even Mitzrayim of Kedusha. If a person has natural boundaries and limitations, which by the way is a different word for nature, if you have different boundaries of Kedusha, but the boundaries of Kedusha are boundaries, meaning it's your nature, so it might be very holy boundaries, you're learning 18 hours a day, but if this is your natural boundaries, then you're still in Egypt, you're still in Golos. If a person breaks his nature, then instead of learning 10 minutes a day, he learns 15 minutes a day, that person left Egypt. He is not enslaved anymore in Mitzrayim. It's a phenomenal concept. That's why I said this is one of the most basic concepts of Tanya, is the difference between, and it comes very interestingly to judging people. You can have two people. One might be doing much, much less than another person in Yiddishkeit. Yet, the one that does more is called not serving Hashem. And the one that does less is called serving Hashem. We gave a mashal many, many times. It could work even in reverse. And therefore, by Bechlal, this is one of the explanations why you cannot judge another person until you're in their place, because you don't know what their place is demanding from them as far as their temptations goes, which is Perek Lamed of Tanya, later on. You can't judge somebody because you don't know what their temptations are, what's causing them. But we said many times, if you have two kids are taking a test, and this shows again whether how you can't judge people from the true sense of the judging. Two kids are taking a test. One kid gets a 98, and one kid gets a 70. Okay? Which mark is better? So a normal person will tell you, well, the 98 is, of course, better than the 70. That's not true. Because if the 98 kid should have gotten 100, and they got a 98, they failed. And if the kid that got the 70 could only get a 70, then his 70 is 100%. So his 70 is really better than the 98. Because 98 is a failure, and 70 is 100% for that kid. Obviously, I don't know if I would want a doctor to do surgery if he got 70, if he can only get 70. I think I'd rather have the 98 guy. But that's as far as professions go. But as far as between them and God, so to speak, this kid did 100%, mamish 100%, even though he only got a 70. But that's his nature. And this person did below nature. So if the kid that could have gotten a 70 studied really hard and got a 75, the 75 is 100 plus. Not only is it 100, it's 100 plus. Why? Because he broke his nature. And we're not finished. We're going to stop here. But Alter Rebbe is going to continue. He's called, this person that serves Hashem only with nature, is not called, and Alter Rebbe says, Ein Nikra Eved Klal. He's not at all called serving Hashem. Why? Because serving Hashem is a very simple, let's explain the point outside first. A person is limited. Serving Hashem means reaching the infinite. Serving Hashem means connecting with the infinite. The only way a finite, limited human being can reach the infinite is by breaking their nature. Even though it's still limited, but within our levels, the only way we can reach the infinite within us is by breaking our nature. Our nature is our limitation. In order to reach infinite, bligvul, unlimited, the only way is by breaking your nature. So therefore, it's not a question of quantity, so to speak, 70, 100, or 10 minutes, or 18 hours. It's the quality of it. I broke my nature. Instead of learning 10 minutes, I'm learning 15. So quantity-wise, it's much less than the 18 hours. But qualitatively, the fact that this person broke his nature, he reached his infinite. And the 18-hour person is still limited. That's a real big difference.
What if, let's say, you break your nature, then it becomes like your nature.
Oh, so what happens? What happens? That's how you can flunk. If you learn 10 minutes a day, and then you break your nature, and you learn 15 minutes a day, after that becomes your nature, you have to keep breaking it again. Otherwise, you're going backwards. Like this, you were called serving Hashem, and now you became not serving God. So you have to keep going. What happens when you finish 24 hours a day? So then it's in the quality of it, not in the quantity of it.